It's been a busy offseason in the NFC North. The Lions hired a new coach, the Bears hired a new coach, and the Packers have had some changes as well. So, we took a look around the division while we were at the Combine, and here's what we found.
It's been busy. It's been fun. A lot of long hours watching tape, talking through different things. We had a lot of time, you know, talking about staff. You know, the staff is kind of coming together pretty good. I feel like we're getting close there. Matt and I have evaluated the roster, kind of dove into free agency the last week or so, kind of going through guys that might fit what we're trying to do, and it's been fun. It's been like the good old days. I mean, we're trying to add good players. So, I mean, you tell me in 2 weeks who's actually going to be available, and I'll tell you if I'm going to go try to sign them. It's going to be a hard thing this year. When you look at the teams that have needs across, you know, you name a position, they're going to try to re-sign their own guys for the majority. So you got to really be able to do a good job at the second and third level of free agency to hit on guys that can maybe kind of contribute into your, you know, offensive and defensive schemes.
Because it's kind of a whirlwind right now. So, I mean, it's all, you know, been unbelievable from the standpoint of just, you know, everything that you're involved in and kind of trying to make decisions on, which is great. Big focus is trying to get through the process, you know, just setting timelines for, okay, hey, we're working on this week, next week we got to move on to that, and really putting a schedule together for the, you know, short term and long term, looking at big picture where we want to be, say, in a month or 2 months, and then where we are and where we want to be in a week. So that's kind of been, it's been fun and a challenge all kind of wrapped into one. I mean, I think in general, when you're blessed enough to play longer into the season, or obviously coming into the situation that I did, you're always kind of feel like you're behind, which is not a bad thing. Kind of puts a sense of urgency on everything. So it is a lot of, you know, hey, we got to get this done, or we got to move on to this. So all aspects of whether it's, you know, getting the staff together, which is the first priority, then into evaluating the players, you know, and taking a look at free agency into the draft. And each year is a different year. Even if you're with the same team, it doesn't really matter. The seasons are completely different. The players change. You know, sometimes the coaches change. And you have to really just kind of commit to that one single year to build on it.
For me, you know, the actual process of what I'm about to do, it doesn't change much. You know, our process is going to stay the same. And you know, the evaluation part of it, the medical part of it, that all kind of stays the same. The media stuff is different for me, so that's new. But yeah, I'm excited to kind of, you know, get into these prospects and see what they're all about. Yeah, so the first couple weeks a bit of a whirlwind, and you kind of have a sense that you want to try to accomplish a lot of things pretty quickly. Then you kind of realize you slow down, and once you know, our free agent meetings and our draft meetings kind of kick in, then it's just kind of business as usual. Our process takes over. You know, there's the volume of information we got to get through is pretty significant. So, stuff I've been doing for 20 years. So that part hasn't changed a whole lot. With the exception of, at the end of the evaluation period, I'm the one that puts them up there. So, no, I think, you know, the most important part is, specifically in the beginning stages is trying to get the value of the player right. You know, I think that's the most important thing. As we get further on down, we'll start to, you know, look at scenarios and possibilities for us at each pick. But right now, it's just about getting the value of the player, trying to get to know these guys as much as possible so we don't make any mistakes. We'd like to be really aggressive and see what we can be in every conversation. Now, whether that leads us end up signing a bunch or not, we'll see. Like I said, there's limitations there, but we'd like to be as aggressive as we can to try to improve our football team. At the same time, it's a smaller market, and it's a little bit riskier market. So I think, you know, as my mentor and predecessor would say, you have to be very cautious as you enter that. But I think we'd like to look at every option we can.
Well, we like the word aggressive, but I just, you know, I think it's like anything. You have to just be in touch with reality of the process. The process of veteran free agency is different today than it was, you know, prior to Brian being the GM. So it's a whole different breakdown and approach and really. So yeah, that's the first part of it. So you got the evaluation stage, then the application of it is really what it's all about. So you know, there's not just one thing; it leads directly to another. So yeah, we don't want to lose good players. I mean, that's something we've always focused on, particularly our own. We spent pretty much our 12 years there really focused on improving from within. But you know, we need outside resources. We've determined that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's a market. You know, it's a market that every team is involved in, and we'll see what happens. You know, as a coaching staff, we've always had the opportunity to define which position, the characteristics and the job responsibility that each position needs to be successful. But at the end of the day, you never have enough good football players. So you could say it's a slight change, but it definitely be tailored to Brian Gutekunst and our, you know, personnel staff, what exactly they're looking for, and frankly, how we want to play, how we want to play football.
So it's a productive time of year. We come to the combine with the coaching staff fully intact. Matt's done a really good job of assembling his staff. Scouts have done a lot of good work up until this point. The combine's just another step in the process. Yeah, you know, it's a big responsibility we have, and we always, you know, use the word discipline or calculated. Those are all things that come into play. But, you know, hey, we're in a good position. We have, you know, we have a lot of cap space. We have a high pick in the draft. We have 7 draft picks. We feel like we have a coaching staff we're excited about. We have a quarterback that we want to build around, and now we just got to make the right decisions in the next 2 months.
Yeah, there's some needs, but that's with every team in the NFL right now. So, you know, Ryan and I have, and the coaching staff have gone through it, and we've created a plan for it. And you see that there's a strong nucleus there, and now it's just a matter of just finding some pieces and going with our plan. It's important for me to, number one, understand that I'm not just on offense this year. You know, this is the whole phase. So all 60 interviews instead of 30, number one. But that I've always I'm a football junkie, and I just appreciate the game and the different positions that go about it. So I'm not just an offensive guy. And so being able to, I'm intrigued to go into the defensive side and the special team side and be a part of that. So I look forward to that. We're going to create our own identity. It's going to be Chicago Bear football, and that's it. So I've been fortunate enough to have a great staff throughout offense, defense, special teams. And offensively, you know, we're getting in there, and these guys on staff are coming from the ground up. They don't know anything, so we got to start back like they're rookies again, and they are. So we'll create our own identity, and they're going to have their ideas. I'm going to be open to all that, and that's what really you look forward to then when you get into the, you know, phase one.